House of Lords is set to vote Friday on a bill to stop a no-deal Brexit. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The rebels have so far managed to block Johnson's plan to leave the EU next month without a divorce deal. It was the embattled leader's third parliamentary defeat in 2 days, an evidence that scarcely 6 weeks after taking office with a vow to break Britain's Brexit deadlock, which had ensnared and eventually brought down his predecessor, Theresa May, Johnson's plans for a clean break with the bloc are in crisis, with events seemingly spiralling out of control. He leads a government with no majority in Parliament and may not be able to secure an election soon that could change that fact. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said Thursday that China understands, respects and supports her government's move to formally withdraw an extradition bill. She considers the move part of a measure to help the city move forward from months of unrest. In a news conference, Lam was questioned on why it took her so long to withdraw the bill that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China despite increasingly violent protests.
It is not exactly correct to describe this as a change of mind. You will remember on the 15th of June, and that is only within a few days, I announced the suspension of the bill. And of course, I also say that the legislative work on this bill will come to an end.
Lam withdrew the bill on Wednesday. The Taliban says it carried out a suicide car bombing Thursday in Afghanistan's capital. At least 10 people have been declared dead. NATO-led military alliance says that an American and Romanian soldier were killed in action in that same attack. It raises the number of U.S. military fatalities to 16 this year. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hurricane Dorian pummeled the southeastern U.S. coast Thursday with drenching rains and powerful winds.